with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah!
My style is impetuous.
I'm the best ever.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
You're serious.
Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang. Here I come. Bang. You want to throw sometime? Bang.
Welcome back, Fight fans, to another edition of the In the Square Circle. This is episode number 22nd with me, myself, Felipe Leon, co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on our very own YouTube channel, boxeotijuana.com/TV, or on YouTube, youtube.com/boxeotijuana. All your news and notes every Tuesday live on YouTube in Spanish. Every other week, here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, the 2-minute round with David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, SD Fights at SD Fights on Twitter. And this, In the Square Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of what is going on in the boxing world. So with that said, let's get started. According to numerous sources, the WBA featherweight title fight between champion Jesus Cuellar and Abner Mares is off. The fight was set for this Saturday night from the Barclays Center and on CBS. Mares failed two eye exams for the New York Commission, despite allegedly passing one from one of the top eye doctors in California. It looks like now the fight is looked to be rescheduled, possibly in July, but in California. But nothing is set in stone. ESPN Deportes reported that Román Chocolatito González, considered the top pound-for-pound fighter in the world, will be coming back in September. His manager said it will not be on the same card as Gennady Golovkin, but perhaps with Manny Pacquiao. No opponent was named for González, but Carlos Cuadras, Noaya Inoue, John Real Casimero, and Juan Churritos Hernández are being considered, or some of the names that have been bandied about. If he does fight on, it's said that he might be fighting, well, like I mentioned, he'll be fighting with Manny Pacquiao. They say that maybe Manny Pacquiao will be coming back against none other than Floyd Mayweather, and if it does happen, it will be on September 17th. If that does not happen, if Mayweather does not come back, then it looks like Chocolatito will be fighting on September 24th. It looks like the IBF will be following the footsteps of the WBC by reporting they will suspend any champion or fighter that is ranked in the top 15 for a year from the rankings. IBF President Dave People stating, "Making this decision was not difficult for us. We felt it was important for the IBF to get involved and take a stance against professional boxers competing against amateurs due to safety concerns. As part of our commitment to this sport is to promote the health and well-being of the boxers," end quote. So there you have it. I mean, every sanctioning body is coming against the pros in the Olympics. There isn't very many pros that are actually going to be going on, especially none ranked in the top 15. We might see one or other there that are not highly ranked, that are professionals. The UK already said no to Cruz Eubank Jr. The United States already has their team. Manny Pacquiao already said that he doesn't have the time, even though he had mentioned that he was somewhat interested. So it looks like we might not be seeing any, or not many, in 2016. Maybe by 2020, that will be a different story. WBC light heavyweight champion Adonis Superman Stevenson assures the boxing world a fight between him and unified WBO, WBA, IBF champ Sergey Kovalev will happen. Now, it probably will not happen in 2016 since Stevenson is scheduled for July 29th versus Thomas Williams Jr. in Canada, and then a mandatory versus Eladier Alvarez of Colombia sometime later on this year, while Kovalev is scheduled for July 11th versus Isaac Chilemba, and then Andre Ward in the fall. So the fight's looking more likely in 2017, but obviously both of them have to win their next two fights for that to happen. You know, it looks like Stevenson might have an easier time. Eladio Alvarez could be a threat, but Kovalev has a real fight in his hands against Andre Ward. If he loses that fight, then I would imagine that the fight between Andre Ward and Adamant Stevenson is what we'll be looking for in 2017. And after his legal wrangling over for now, Saul El Canelo Alvarez will come back on September 17th, according to a recent interview by Golden Boy Promotions Vice President Eric Gomez with ESPN Deportes. They are looking at Las Vegas, Texas, and New York City as possible venues, and it still has not been decided if it will be at 154 or 160 pounds. Obviously, no word if it will be against Gennady Golovkin. And Eric Gomez also mentioned that they're not interested in whether Floyd Mayweather Jr. comes back or not. They have the reservation with the pay-per-view distributors for September 17th and at the MGM Grand. They have not heard that Floyd Mayweather is coming back. Well, there is rumors that he's coming back, but as nothing's official, he hasn't asked for any dates from the MGM where he usually fights or pay-per-view. So as far as Eric Gomez is concerned, he stated he is still retired and they are going to move forward with Saul Alvarez and his career. Moving on, we're going to go to this weekend's fight results. On Saturday, June 18th, from Tijuana, Mexico, from the Municipal Auditorium, Sanford Promotions on Azteca Channel in Mexico brought us Carlos El Chema Ocampo getting a unanimous decision over Ramses Agatón at 150 pounds. Two Mexicans fighting it out. Chema Ocampo was in full control the whole fight. It looks like Agatón probably just won the second round, while Anabel La Vispa Ortiz stopped veteran Jolene Blackshear in the eighth round of Schedule 10 for the WBA strawweight title. From Toluca, Mexico, Deportivo Agustín Ramos Millán, Promociones del Pueblo, brought us on the competing Mexican channel Televisa, Johnny Gonzalez, the ex-champ, stopping, making Christopher Martin of San Diego, California, staying on his stool after the 10th round of a scheduled 12 at 126 pounds, while ex-IBF Super Welterweight champion Carlos Molina got a split decision over Mexican Javier Prieto. Scores there were 78-74 and 77-75 for Molina, while the other judge saw it 77-75 for Javier Prieto. And from Chicago, Illinois, the UIC Pavilion, Warriors Boxing, and the PBC brought us on NBC a new champ, Roisin Juarez, gained a majority decision over Juan Carlos Payano in the rematch for the WBA bantamweight title. Scores were 115-113 two times and an even 114-114, while Joe Smith Jr. pulled the upset, stopping Andres Fonfara in the first round with a devastating overhand right, dropping Fonfara to the canvas. Fonfara got up, but Joe Smith was able to finish him off at 232 of the very first round of a Schedule 10 at light heavyweight, while Maciej Sulecki got a 10th round TKO over the previously undefeated Hugo Centeno at 168 pounds. Both of them were previously undefeated. Now Sulecki remains undefeated while Centeno suffers his first loss. Now we go to the last section of our show, which is the upcoming calendar. We have a very slow weekend coming up, starting off Friday, June 24th from Beijing, China. Javier Fortuna will be defending his WBA 130-pound title against Jason Sosa in a 12-rounder, while from Tampa, Florida, the a la carte pavilion, All-Star Boxing, the winner of that $8.5 million judgment against Saul Canelo Alvarez last week, will be featuring Telemundo Ricardo Rodriguez going against David Quijano in a 10-rounder for the WBO Latino Super Flyweight title. And on Friday, June 25th, on Saturday, June 25th, from the London, England, in London, England, the O2 Arena, Matchroom Boxing will give us on Showtime. Will be in the afternoon live, and then I'm sure they will be showing the replay later on in the evening. Anthony Joshua defending his IBF heavyweight title against Dominic Brazil in a 12-rounder, while George Groves faces Martin Murray in a 12-rounder for the WBA International Super Middleweight title. I believe the only one that Showtime will be broadcasting will be the Anthony Joshua against Dominic Brazil heavyweight title fight. While from Brooklyn, New York, the Barclays Center, DiBella Entertainment on CBS gives us a WBA welterweight title matchup against Keith Thurman versus Sean Porter. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of quite possibly the shortest In the Squared Circle in its 22-episode history, clocking in at a little bit under 11 minutes. We're probably going to go a little bit over because I am going to give you the lineup for the Leave It in the Ring network of David Duenas every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific live. We have the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya. While every Tuesday in the Squared Circle, the 30-minute or less, very less this time, recap of all the boxing news going on in the boxing world for the week. On Wednesdays, you have the flagship show at 7 p.m. Pacific our host, our fearless leader, David Duenas, with co-host Gabriel Montoya and sometimes myself, Felipe León, every other week, with the next one being June 30th, will be the two-minute round with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself. We go over the female fight world, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. Then we are waiting for the return of the technical draw with Lenny the Fight Smith, and Around the Ring, the recap show of all the shows with David Duenas. With that said, I thank you again for listening to the In the Squared Circle. You got any comments, send them my way in Twitter at SD Fights, SS and Sam, Diaz and David Fights. And until next time.